Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air. Pop, pop. Just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. Could be
right
yours,
now. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you. You sound a little like Don Cornelius this morning. All right. Thank you, nephew. Subject, they let their husbands run wild. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 2 years and I'm 25 years old. My husband is 26 and he pursued me heavily until I let him take me out. We had a great first date and he told me that he loved me. I fell for him really quick and we got married in no time. He lived out in the suburbs and I had an apartment downtown, so he stayed with me mostly before we got married. Right before the wedding, I moved in with him and I met three other married couples in his neighborhood. They were all professional men and they loved to golf, mainly because it was a status thing for them. And I asked my fiance at the time why he never mentioned these friends, and he said they're his neighborhood friends and he didn't really hang out with them because he was single. I got upset and asked him if he was rushing into marriage to fit in. He said absolutely not, and I did not nag him about it. Fast forward to present day, and we've been married for 2 years. My husband thinks it's okay to hang out with his neighborhood friends every Friday and Saturday night. It's fine if they're in the backyard or in one of their man caves, but they like to go to the city to hang out. I'm the only wife in the group that has a problem with it. One of the wives told me that as soon as I start getting tired of my husband, I will look forward to him hanging out at night. My husband said that I'm making us look bad as a unit because I'm always calling around complaining about him being out. I don't like that they let their husbands do whatever they want to do, and I hope it doesn't rub off on my husband. He's not a big drinker, but now he's buying liquor and building up his bar to show off to his friends. Is there any way to keep my husband at home? Well, you could lock the bedroom door and throw away the key, you know, keep him in there. But of course, you're not going to do that. I just think this thing started from the very beginning. I mean, you guys went really fast. I mean, to begin with, you said he told you he loved you on the first date. That was quick, very quick. So now that you've been married for 2 years, at 28, he'd rather hang out with his boys on the weekend. At 28, that just seems rather odd. It seems like you guys would still be honeymooning, getting it in at this age. He's 28 now, you're 27. I do think it's something to him rushing to fit in with the rest of his suburban friends. You mentioned that. He denies it, but there is something to that. He is trying to impress him. You mentioned the liquor. He's trying to build up his bar, and he doesn't even drink all that. I mean, they do the same things together, leaving their wives at home when they go to the city. And your husband, I don't know. I think you guys need to work out some sort of compromise if you want to stay together. Because you guys, at the rate you're going, you might end up in divorce court. I mean, you got to schedule some date nights. You got to work on your marriage. Stop calling around looking for him because he doesn't like that. Stop talking to these other messy wives who seem bitter. They don't even like their husbands at this point. They said, you know, when he starts getting on your nerves, you'll be happy. All of that. You don't want to hear that. that's you. You need to work on your marriage if that's what you want. You know, let them know how you feel. Don't, you know, that doesn't require an argument or anything like that. I mean, if he doesn't want to try to fix it, then you know where you stand. Your marriage is in trouble. And you guys are young. You know, you're going to come up against some hurdles. You might want to consider counseling, at least something to try and keep your marriage together. But first, you know, let them know how you feel. Communicate. Steve?
Great response, Shirley. I'm stuck on this letter in a couple of ways because there's so many things wrong here, young sister. I hate to tell you that, but all right, here goes Uncle Steve. Let me try to help you out. They let their husbands run wild. Let. Okay, we'll get into that in a minute. You've been married for 2 years. You're 25 years old. Your husband, 26. Now, this is young now. This is young to be married. I just want to tell you that right off the dribble. We had a great first. He pursued you heavily until you let him take you out. You had a great first date. He told me that he loved me. I fell for him really quickly, and we got married in no time. Pump your brakes. Stop. Here is the whole problem in this whole letter. It's wrapped up in that statement right there. I fell for him really quickly, and we got married in no time. Well, that's the whole problem. You did not take the time to know the score. You did not take the time to read the book. You did not take the time to go over the chapters. You just jumped into it. Anybody that's married will tell you, marriage is a challenge. It's beautiful, but Lord have mercy, it's a challenge. And you didn't even have enough information about your mate going in. Now, he lived out in the suburbs. You had an apartment downtown, so he stayed with you most of the time before you got married. Right before the wedding, I moved in with him. That's out in the suburbs. I met three other married couples in his neighborhood. They were all professional men. They loved to golf, mainly because it's a status thing for them. And I asked my fiancé why he never mentioned these friends, and he said they're his neighborhood friends, and he didn't really hang out with them because he was single. Right there. Right there. And you know why he didn't hang out with them? Because as married people, they weren't doing the things that he was doing as a single man. You got that? When we come back, the rest of it will get unfolded right in front of you. Hope you enjoy it. And please stay together after my response. It's not over. It's just troublesome.
All right, Steve, we'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter, subject, they let their husbands run wild. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, they let their husbands run wild.
Yeah, they do. They let their husbands run wild. Now, you're 25, you'd have married this man, 26. You got married really quick. You got married in no time, according to the letter. He lives out in the suburbs. He spent all the time downtown with you in your apartment. When you all got married, you discovered he had three friends out there in the suburbs who were all married. You wanted to know why he didn't tell you about them. He said because they didn't hang out because he was single and they were married. Like I said in the beginning, when you get married in no time, you don't know the whole story. You can't get a better picture of the view of the picture. You haven't read the book. You don't have enough information. So now this is going to come back to bite you. Now, he didn't really hang out there because he was single. So then you got upset and you asked him if he was rushing into marriage to fit in. He said, no, absolutely not. And so you didn't nag him about it. Fast forward to present day. Now, we're talking 2 years now. 2 years done passed now. And my husband thinks it's okay to hang out with his neighborhood friends every Friday and Saturday night. Wow. Now, part of this is because of two things. Number one, his friends have been married for a while now. I guarantee you those three friends are a little older than he is. And also, this has something to do with youth. To want to hang out with your boys every Friday and every Saturday. I get to hang out with my main boys twice a year. Twice a year is when I get to hang out with my boys. All 12 of us get together. And it's twice a year. That's it. Now, it's been twice this year because of funerals. Sad to say. But that's how long we've been friends. Now, we hanging out. You hanging out twice a week. Every Friday and Saturday. And you like it okay if they in the backyard or you in one of their man caves, but then they like to go to the city to hang out. Now, you the only wife in the group that's got a problem with it. And one of the wives told me as soon as I start getting tired of my husband, I would look forward to him hanging out at night. See, so obviously they've been married longer than 2 years. They've been married for a while if this is the feeling that she has. My husband said that you're making us look bad as a unit. That's funny right there. When the dude told her, you're making us look bad as a unit by complaining to the other wives because you're the only one complaining. Well, the unit, dog, is a marriage.
Right.
That's a little bit more important than a unit. A unit is an office space downtown. A unit is a collection of co-workers. You all are a unit. No, no. This is a marriage. It's very different. I don't like that they let their husbands do whatever they want to do, and I hope it don't rub off on my husband. I don't know what you're hoping against. It already does. He hang out every Friday and Saturday. You hope it don't rub off on your husband. It done rubbed. He with them every Friday and Saturday. Ain't that what the letter for? It done rubbed. He's not a big drinker now, but he buying liquor and building up his bar to show off to his friends. Well, that's good because the bar is at the house. See, you getting him closer to home. Small and they going to be drunk, but they are going to be closer to home. Is there any way to keep my husband at home? Well, there is a way to keep your husband at home, but let me tell you what's happening right here. The reason they go out every night, every Friday and every Saturday, because what's out there in them streets is more exciting than what's happening at home. Period. This is a fact. If your husband is gone every Friday and every Saturday, I'm assuming y'all been at work Monday through Friday, and all of them get together every Friday night and every Saturday night, it's because they're blowing off steam from the work week and they're blowing off the steam without their wives. Something is happening out there in them streets that's more exciting than what's happening at home. Whatever happened to date night? It would seem to me like since all y'all are friends, it would seem to me like as couples, y'all would get together and it would be one couple's responsibility to host an event at their house or plan the date night for you all. So if your guys did a Friday night, everything would be cool if the ladies and everybody got Saturday night. You ever seen a mob movie? Even the mob movie, they had a night with their family, but then they had a night where their girlfriends all met down at the cabana or the cotton club. Even gangsters know you got to take care of your family. These four fools and got together on the weekends and decided ain't no damn family. That's about as dumb. Even they do that in a gangster movie. You got a night for the girlfriend. You got a night for the wives. Y'all, both they nights is shot. Y'all stupid. Y'all need a date night. Y'all need a couple's night out so y'all can save y'all's marriage. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if this continue every Friday and every Saturday, you can't stay married like that. I don't care who you are.
All right, we're moving on. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey on Instagram, Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.